the garden trees. Trees are the most prominent and striking element of historic gardens. Generally, they are categorized into two groups, broadleaf trees and conifers. Broadleaf trees, which belong to the flowering plant group angiosperms, are characterized by their broad, flat leaves. Their seeds develop inside fruits formed through the pollination of flowers. Angiosperms originated during the Mesozoic era, possibly in the Jurassic period, around 145 million years ago, and then expanded in the following epochs. How to recognize broadleaf trees? They have large leaves, which come in a variety of shapes. In temperate climates, most broadleaf trees shed their leaves in winter, although some are evergreen. Typically, they have a branched main trunk that forms a wide crown. The seeds are contained within fruits that develop from the transformation of flowers. Not all broadleaf trees are deciduous. Some, like the holm oak, Quercus ilex, and magnolia, Magnolia grandiflora, retain their leaves year-round and can be found in this park. Conifers, on the other hand, produce seeds in cones or strobili, which are what we commonly call pine cones. These trees belong to the gymnosperm group, phylum Coniferophyta, and are among the most important plant groups on Earth. Their origins date back at least to the Upper Carboniferous period, around 300 million years ago. Their needle-like or scale-like leaves likely evolved to withstand the arid and cold conditions of the Permian era, 290-250 million years ago. How to recognize conifers? They have needle-like or scale-like leaves, which are typically evergreen, allowing them to endure harsh environments. However, some conifers lose their needles in winter. They produce cones, hence the name conifers, which contain seeds that are exposed rather than enclosed in a fruit. Many conifers have a pyramidal shape with a tall central trunk from which shorter lateral branches extend.